Hi, I'm Sam Evans, and I'm so excited to share with you today around the Word of God. And we are going to lift up the name of Jesus because Jesus is in control. He is Lord of this season, and no matter what we're walking through, He wants to be Lord. So, what am I going to share with you today? Every time I go through hard times, and you know, I don't know what you do when you go through hard times, but I always turn to the Word of God. Within the Word of God, and I want to encourage you as well, do this in your life. Within the Word of God are these incredible men and women. They're just like us, ordinary people that have gone through stuff. In fact, so many of them have gone through even worse scenarios than what we go through. Yet, every single time as they reached out to God for an answer or they reached out to God for a breakthrough, God was there. He gave them keys to breakthrough. And as we see time and time again, the miracle working power of God, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to work a miracle in your life, just like He's done it in so many other people's lives over the centuries. He wants to do it in your life today. So I really want you to get ready for a miracle, for a turnaround, for your breakthrough today, because God is faithful to His word. He is faithful to His character. And so, yeah, get the Word of God out. I do that. I listen to the Word of God. I read the Word of God, and I'm always searching in the Word of God. God, speak to me. Show me. Give me a key. Give me some encouragement. Sometimes I'll be putting my makeup on, and I'll just have the Word of God playing, and I love that, going to my Bible app and just pressing play, and as I'm putting on my mascara or whatever, I'm listening to the Word of God, but it has such power to encourage and inspire. So come on, Planet Shakers, get the Word of God out. Get it into your heart. Get it into your spirit. And so today I want to share a word from an incredible character in the Bible, one of my favorite guys. His name is Joseph. And Joseph, oh boy, did he go through stuff. Oh my goodness, he's gone through worse stuff than what I've gone through. But I find such encouragement in this man's life. And today we're going to look at two powerful elements about his life. And these are the same things that we have. Church, I want to encourage you. What Joseph had was just a reflection of what we have in the New Testament. He's an Old Testament saint, and we thank God for the Old Testament and all of what God did in those days. But we have for us in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, an even greater access to the power and the anointing of God. So if God can do what He did in the Old Testament and upon Joseph, He can do even greater things in our lives. So come on, stir your faith. So what can we take from Joseph today? The first thing I want us to see about Joseph and his life is that he started off with favor from his father. He was his father's favorite. Do you know that you are God, our Father's favorite? He loves you. He cares for you. He wants to bless you. He wants you fruitful. He wants you protected. He wants you healed. He wants you whole. This is the favor that rests upon you. You are favored of God. And we see Joseph had the same kind of favor on his life. And in verse 3, Genesis 37, it says, Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his other children because Joseph had been born to him in his old age. God loves you more than any other children. Did you know that? You're the favored one. So one day, Jacob had a special gift made for Joseph, a beautiful robe. But his brothers hated Joseph because their father loved him more than the rest of them. They couldn't say a kind word for him. Huh? Hang on a minute. If I'm favored, surely everyone is going to love my favor. As soon as Joseph started wearing this coat, surely people went, oh, I love your coat. That's so amazing. Oh, it's just such high fashion. I love it. You know, maybe we would expect this kind of reaction to favor. Unfortunately, favor often stirs within the flesh of man jealousy, comparison, envy. And this is what got stirred in his brothers. And so I want you to understand, Planet Shakers, when the favor of the Lord is upon you, when you carry his mantle of favor, you're not always going to stir up the best response. Maybe you've experienced that in your workplace or in different situations, a resistance to you, a resistance to your ideas, or maybe even you walking in to a staff area or walking into your workplace and people are already like, oh, why are you so happy? Why have you got a smile on your face? Maybe they resist you. Maybe they are an obstacle to you as well. Well, don't worry another moment about it. Don't let their words condemn you or hold you back. No, you carry the favor of God. And if it stirs up jealousy in someone, come on, brush that off. Understand, I'm loved of God. I am favored of God. I carry that mantle of favor. I carry that mantle of blessing. And I don't care if it stirs up envy or jealousy in someone else. I'm not going to put this coat off. I'm not going to hide this coat. I'm going to wear it knowing that my Father loves me and my Father favors me. Amen. I love this scripture in Galatians 3, starting at verse 26. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. What does that mean? Christ, the anointed one. Not only was this a coat of favor, this was a coat of anointing. And this is exactly the coat, the mantle that we wear the anointing of Jesus Christ. And there is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Exactly. God sees us as one. He doesn't separate us into classes or races or genders. He doesn't see us that way. He sees us as one. He loves us all, favors us all. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Is this good news or what? So not only are we favored of God, not only are we loved by God, not only do we wear a mantle of anointing, the anointing of Jesus Christ upon us, this verse is also going on to say, and the promises of Abraham are ours as well. What are some of these promises? I want to tell you some of them right now. He says, I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. Abraham's blessing is my blessing, therefore I am blessed. This is good news. Then another thing that is upon Abraham, another promise that is upon him is that he says, don't be afraid, Abraham, for I will protect you and your reward will be great. The promise of God is protection. I want you to know that those promises are for you right here, right now, and God wants to protect you from every virus and every sickness. He wants to protect your finances and your economics. That blessing that was spoken over Abraham, he speaks over us today. He's reminding us we are blessed, we are favored, we are protected. Such a great promise. But then there is so much more. But just a few little things before I get on with more of my message. He says, I will make a covenant with you by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants. Countless descendants, that's our inheritance. And then it goes on to say, I will make you father of a multitude of nations. We want the world to be saved. God's going to use us, and this is going to be our inheritance. Amen. 250 saved this weekend. Amen. That's our inheritance. And then it says, I will make you extremely fruitful. How awesome is that? This is what God has declared over us, and He wants to stir up our faith to believe that we would be extremely fruitful, not just a little bit fruitful, although that's awesome, extremely fruitful. And these are our promises today. So Planet Shakers, hear me loud and clear. You are favored of the Lord. You carry the mantle of our Almighty God. You carry the anointing of His Spirit. The anointing of Christ is upon you. Come on, Christ is on you like putting on clothes, and He declares over you, you are blessed, you are favored, you are protected, you are provided for. This is our inheritance. So come on, would you stir your faith today? You are anointed and mantled of God. The next thing that I want to look out with Joseph. So it's incredible that he's anointed. He is mantled from his father. The next thing I want to talk about is that Joseph received a dream. You know, during hard times, these are the things that get attacked the most. The desires and the dreams that are locked up in our hearts. What happens is that we start to go down life and we think, great, these things are starting to happen. Now, in our world at the moment, coronavirus and the response of governments to coronavirus has turned our world upside down. And so what that can sometimes do is that the dreams that we have locked in our heart, the things that we thought were coming to pass are like, whoa, what's happened? This does not look like it's coming to pass at all. This is why Joseph is such an incredible encouragement to us. God gives him a dream and his world gets turned upside down. Hang on a minute, God. Aren't I meant to have a dream and everything's meant to be amazing and oh yeah, this is my dream, it's going to come to pass. Well, that's not life. Heaven is like that. We're not in heaven yet. Come on. We've got to stir our faith knowing that if God gives us a dream, just like Joseph who saw his dreams fulfilled, God is going to do it for us. And so maybe today you sit with a dream about your family, an incredible family, or you have a dream for business or in the medical profession or in media or design or in government or whatever it may be. If you have a dream in your heart today, I want to stir up your dream. Come on, don't let it go, because the adverse circumstances, what does it do? It starts to affect your faith for the dream. It starts to affect your emotional state inside. You start to go, oh, I don't know. Is this going to come to pass? Some people get so weighed down, so heavy with their circumstances. They look at their circumstances more than the dream or the one who gave them the dream. They look to those circumstances and they allow the weight of those circumstances to start to work in their hearts. And this is where our hearts start to become effective. Our dream comes from our heart. And when our hearts start to get weary, when our hearts start to get discouraged and disappointed, this is where we can start to maybe change the dream, maybe entertain compromise for the dream. Maybe we even let go of the dream. Friend, I want to encourage you, using the life of Joseph, do not let go of the dream. Because as we see his life unfold, we'll see that the mantle and the dream brought breakthrough in every season of his life. To understand that you are mantled, anointed of God, he's given you a dream. He is the God that fulfills his promise, will never let his word return void. That means he'll do it. He promises to do it. So if he's going to do it, he's going to do it. He's faithful to his promises. And so we can get a little bit happy. We can get filled with joy knowing that if I just keep in the anointing, if I keep hanging on to my dream, my circumstances will shift. There will be a change and then we will see a breakthrough. So let's look at Joseph's life. Here in Genesis 37, verse 5, it says, one night Joseph had a dream. And when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. Listen to this dream, he said. We were out in the field tying up bundles of grain. Suddenly my bundle stood up and your bundles all gathered around and bowed low before mine. Soon Joseph had another dream. This is verse 9. And again he told his brothers about it. Listen, I've had another dream, he said. The sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed low before me. See, these dreams were about an incredible promise. God was giving Joseph and the family a promise about later provision. Now, they hadn't entered into famine at that time. See, this is where God is so good. God knows the beginning from the end. He knows when hard times are going to come. And what does he do? He downloads a promise through a dream for the family and in the entire nation of Israel that, don't worry, you're going to be provided for. I'm going to promise you a way of provision. Now, of course, the response to the dream. This is important for us to, you know, not allow people's response to our dream to stifle the dream in any way. In Genesis 37, verse 18, when Joseph's brothers saw him coming, this is when Joseph has to go out and check on his brothers. They recognize him in the distance as he approached. They made plans to kill him. This is the enemy, friends. This is how he operates when it comes to your dream. See, your dream will see the defeat of the enemy. Your dream will see the opening up of God's kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And so, of course, the enemy wants to kill your dream. He tried to kill Joseph's dream as well. So don't be surprised when opposition comes. Don't be surprised when some mocking comes and someone tries to pull down your dream. Don't be surprised by that. You can go, oh, I know what this is. I've seen it before in the Word of God. But also what you've seen is the deliverance of the Lord and the breakthrough of the Lord. The opposition to the dream came, but the dream still was fulfilled. Here's what the brothers go on to say. Here comes the dreamer, they said. Come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns. We can tell our father a wild animal has eaten him. Then we'll see what becomes of his dreams. Isn't this so our everyday life with some people? They're envious, they're jealous, cynical of the dream. It just reminds me of people in the world that they get cynical about, oh, you believe in God, do you? Yeah, I do, because he's come through time and time again. You know, this cynical way and the mocking of dreams and mocking of our beliefs, friend. Don't be intimidated by that. Don't shrink back from that. Know that you're anointed. Know that you're favored. Know that God is going to come through for you. If you just hang on to that anointing, hang on to that dream, you will see the deliverance of the Lord. And so we see poor Joseph go through a very challenging time. Maybe you're facing a challenging time now too. Maybe, I don't know what you're facing. Maybe you're in an area of lockdown right now. We have certain suburbs that are postcodes that have been locked down, and we feel for the people in Flemington right now, the Flemington Towers, and that you can't go anywhere for 5 days. Hey, don't give up. Don't worry. We are with you. Our hearts are for you. We're praying for you. But, you know, it's very challenging to get locked down again. It's very challenging sometimes to listen to what's being said on the news, all the so-called experts coming out saying we need to do this and need to do that to eradicate this virus. You know what we need to do, church? Pray. Even when we say we need to pray, there's the scoffers, there's the cynics. Oh yeah, whatever. No, God is our healer. God is the one who sent his only son, Jesus, to die on that cross, take those stripes in his back so that we could be healed of every sickness and every disease. And this virus is going to be healed by the blood of Jesus and the stripes on his back. Amen. And so in this season that Joseph went through, we can look at his life and go, oh my goodness, he's got the dream, he's got the favor, he's got the mantle. He's also got the opposition. His life is challenging. He goes from being a son to ending up in a pit facing murder, like he is going to get murdered by his own siblings. I cannot begin to imagine how traumatic that would be for Joseph. He would love his brothers. He would want the best for his brothers. And so here we see his brothers, his own family turning against him. That's tough. That's emotionally draining, challenging, heartbreaking. And, you know, then they decide to sell him as a slave. But this is where I want us to see the power of the dream and the power of the anointing, the mantle that he wore. That mantle got him up out of that murderous pit. That mantle and that dream positioned him in Potiphar's house. Yes, he was a slave, but this man Potiphar was a man of authority in Egypt. And so his household was exposed to the running of government, the running of Egypt and the way things were done. And where did God put him? He could have put him in any household, but he put him in Potiphar's house. See, this is the anointing in operation. This is the mantle coming through. This is the dream coming through, because here he was able to learn and grow and develop, and the mantle and the anointing started to promote him within that place of being a slave. And before long, he was running the entire household. This is what the dream can do. No matter the restrictions, no matter the walls, the barriers, the mountains that may seem to stand in your way, that anointing will make a way like there seems to be no way. That mantle will make a way in the most arduous situations. This is how powerful it is. And then he goes through another challenge. Do you sometimes feel like I go from challenge to challenge? I get through one season and boom, I'm in another challenging season. Well, look at Joseph. Same deal. He is falsely accused. He does not touch Potiphar's wife. Yet the accusations come. Maybe there are times in your life where accusations come. Lies are spread about you. I don't know what it may be. And you might find yourself in a prison. You might find yourself in a terrible situation. I want to tell you, nothing is out of God's control. Nothing is out of God's reach to bring a breakthrough to your life, because we see the anointing in operation again. We see the mantle in operation again. We see the dream working in his life again, because he gets placed in the prison. But within the prison, he starts to find favor. He starts to be blessed even in the prison. And so we see him start to rise in the ranks within the prison, to the place where he starts running the entire prison. This is the mantle. This mantle is upon you, and a mantle of authority, a mantle of breakthrough, a mantle that will see you promoted and favored and blessed even in troubled times. We can be so encouraged, church, by the life of this incredible man, Joseph. He didn't let go of that mantle. He didn't let go of the dream. And then he starts to interpret other dreams. He starts to allow that anointing to flow through his life. He's not restricting that anointing because he's in a prison. He keeps operating in that anointing in the prison. And it's the anointing, the ability to interpret these dreams, that's the thing that started the breakthrough. And so we see the setup. Friends, I want us to get this today. The setup. The anointing and the dream set him up for the moment of acceleration. As we read the life of Joseph, in one day, he goes from the prison to running the entire nation of Egypt. I want to tell you today, that is the most excellent description of what acceleration looks like. And this is what God is setting us up for, that moment of acceleration, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your health, whether it's in your workplace, wherever it may be, God is setting us up for instantaneous acceleration and to see this dream come to pass. God is faithful, friends. We got to know this about our God. He gives us His anointing and He gives us these dreams in our lives because He wants to see them come to pass. And so in this season, would we get our eyes off of our circumstances? And will we get our eyes back on Jesus? He's the one that opened the way for us to be anointed of Him. He is the anointed one, and He has mantled us, and He has clothed us with His anointing. And His anointing is here for you right now. Oh, how He wants to pour out His Spirit on you. How He wants to favor you. How He wants to bless you. How He wants to open doors for you. How He wants to bring down the mountains. How He wants to break every chain. How He wants to open up prison doors. How He wants to silence the mockers and the cynics. And how He wants to fulfill the dream. He's the one that put that dream in Joseph's heart. It was Him that came in those night hours and spoke these dreams to Joseph. It was our God that put in his heart a desire to fulfill these dreams. Well, our God has dreams for us. Maybe today you need your dreams stirred again. Maybe you need the Holy Spirit to come upon you and just stir up those dreams again. Maybe you've been disappointed and discouraged by the circumstances of life, and so it's hard to believe for those dreams. But God, today, come on, He's coming into your lounge room, in your bedroom, your car, or your bathroom, and He's saying, come on. Dream again. Come on, stir up those dreams. I want to fulfill those dreams in your life. And He wants to silence the mocker. He wants to silence those voices that would accuse you and try and hold you down or push you down. Our God will fulfill those dreams. But you know what? He wants you to rely upon the anointing that He's clothed you with. He wants that anointing to come upon you. He wants an increase of that right now. He wants your awareness to increase, the awareness that you carry that mantle. You carry favor. You are mantled. You are clothed with the favor of your Father who loves you, wants to favor you, wants to bless you, wants to pour out the blessing of Abraham upon you, wants to multiply you. It's who our God is. He's powerful. He is able. Come on, He's faithful to His word. And so right now, planet shakers, no matter where you are, can I invite you, lift your hands to the Lord right now. Close your eyes. Block out the mocker. Block out those words that were trying to pull down the dream, and reach out to Jesus, the one who is going to bring breakthrough to your life today. Come on, He wants to pour out that anointing. He wants to refresh that anointing. He wants to remind you of the mantle that you are clothed in Him. Therefore, you are clothed in power. You are clothed in authority. You are clothed in the ability to see these dreams come to pass. Well, that's it for today. I hope you are blessed, empowered, and ready for an incredible week as you are being filled by the power of God and stepping out in these incredible gifts that God has given you. Remember, fan into flame these gifts. But also, you can follow us on all social media platforms. We want to partner with you, encourage you, and support you through this season.